Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to our show. It's for you. Those of you that work so hard for your money and you want your money to start working harder for you right now. You want that freedom and cash flow today, not 30 or 40 billion years from now, but right now. So you can live that life that you love with those that you love. But most importantly, it's not just about getting rich, is it? About living a rich life, because as you're blessed financially, you have a greater capacity to bless the lives of others. Guys, thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you guys binging. Appreciate you guys also visiting us at moneyripples.com. Feel free to do so, especially if you want to be able to read some of these podcasts and get stuff, especially with today's episode. I know many of you guys are going to say, okay, what was that website again? Just go to the blog post for this episode. You'll be able to see the information that you need. So go check that out right now. Hey, are you looking for another great podcast to listen to? One about investing, and not only just investing, but learning about cool deals like investing in apartments that does not require you to have to be an accredited investor or have $1 million. Hey, if you want to check that out, go check out my friend Lane Kawaoka's site, simplepassivecashflow.com. He's got a great podcast also called Simple Passive Cashflow that you can check out on YouTube, iTunes, or whatever your favorite podcast app is. If you want some great education and to learn about great ways to invest in other types of deals without, again, needing a ton of money, check it out, simplepassivecashflow.com, or look up Simple Passive Cashflow on YouTube or your podcast app. Check it out. Hey, guys. So today, I'm actually bringing on a repeat guest from 2 years ago. Now, if anything, even if it's been a couple of years, the problem is this, is that you guys know there's about 104 episodes that come out every year. If you haven't binged all the way back to like episode 400 or something, you probably even hear this. So I wanted to do an update on this because right now, this is like the time, especially with a lot of our one-on-one clients, they'll say, hey, we've got equity. The markets have gone up. Even if they're starting to settle and settle off right now, things aren't skyrocketing value-wise anymore. Still, people are like, well, how do I get access to this equity that's just dead? It's not doing anything for me where I could take this money and invest it to make a higher return. But the problem is the feds keep raising rates each and every day. So if you try to get a HELOC, well, that's not a great option because interest rates keep going sky high. On top of that, if you try to get a fixed 30-year mortgage, here's the problem. If you've got 2.5%, 3.5% mortgage and you're looking now at 6% plus for a mortgage today, that's not very enticing to want to refinance your entire mortgage to pay possibly double the interest. And so we've got a solution for you here. We've got on Matthew Sullivan, bringing him back on with Quantum RE. Now, just to give you a little background on him, I mean, this is a real estate marketplace and home equity type of company that will give you a very unique way of accessing that equity without a monthly payment. Okay. Now, some other background. He's had a lot of background in finance technology. He's actually had this background with Richard Branson, you know, with the Virgin, I shouldn't say label because it's much bigger than that. The Virgin conglomerate. He worked specifically as a director with his ambulance service that was there in London. So he worked on that. He's been an early internet pioneer. He founded many companies in both the UK, India, Australia, as well as the US. And he's here to talk to us today. So Matthew, welcome back.
Chris, thank you very much for having me back on.
Yeah. So obviously this is going to entice the heck out of people, but first, I want to just ask you, where did this idea even come from for you? How did you figure this out? Because it is a very creative way to access equity without getting a debt. It's almost like a reverse mortgage in some ways, right? But it's a little bit different.
It is. It had all the benefits, all the good bits of the reverse mortgage and none of the bad bits. But I stumbled across this 7 or 8 years ago, funny enough. So it has been around for over a decade. It was created, I think, 10 or probably about 12 plus years ago, by a company based out of San Diego called Equity Key. And their concept was exactly what it is today. How do you help homeowners access their home equity with an instrument that is not a loan? So they created what was very much the first of the home equity agreements or home equity investments. And there have been a number of companies, ourselves included, that have been sort of formed that are driving the growth in this space. And I think we estimate that this year, at least $1 billion worth of investment go into these types of instruments, really to the benefit of homeowners and investors.
Yeah. Well, that's the big thing, right? People are always going to ask, what's the catch, right? Well, let's explain step by step. How do people do this? Like, how are people able to get access to their equity? What's the kind of arrangement they make with you to be able to do that?
Just explain or identify what the problem is and why these instruments came about. And it's very much what you were saying earlier about equity is an illiquid asset. So we've all seen fairly stratospheric growth in house prices over the last 2 to 3 years, certainly not what any of us expected. But the real challenge is, how do you get access to that equity? And you said that you either have a HELOC or you have some form of refinance, cash out refinance. But the challenge there is, why would you want to double your interest payments? Why would you want to put yourself through the ringer of having to go through the banking requirements? And for many people, I think this is the crux of it, they're either unwilling or simply unable to borrow money. So even though they may have hundreds of thousands of dollars of equity, they simply may not qualify for a HELOC. They may not qualify for a cash out refi because their credit score, maybe debt income ratio is too high, credit report too low, any number of different reasons. So we take a very different approach, and we are investors, not lenders. So I think that's a very important differentiator. So we don't lend you money secured by your asset. What we do is we co-invest with you almost as a partner, where what we say is, in exchange for liquidity, in exchange for cash today, you will sell us a share of the value of your home at a fixed percentage, which you can settle at any time during the next 10 years. So what we're doing is we're in exchange for a commitment from you that a certain fixed percentage of the value of your home sort of belongs to us when you sell your property or refinance. We're able to give you cash today that is tax deferred that you can use for any purpose. Now, you mentioned some of the purposes, key purposes, unlocking some of your home equity to invest in other deals. Alternatively, you may simply just want to pay down some of those very expensive credit card debt or other loans that are costing you 28, 30% a year. So again, very, very, very long answer to a very simple question. Sorry about that.
Not at all. No, it makes sense because, like you said, there's multiple scenarios I can see this working in, especially whatever gives you the biggest bang for your buck if you're to get access to that equity. Like you said, there's no monthly payment. Obviously, people are getting the cash. One thing we should ask, of course, is with this, I know we were talking about before we went on the air, the ideal, of course, is that you owe 50% or less on the current mortgage of your current home value, right? And you'll loan up, or sorry, not loan, sorry, you will pay
invest
homeowner up to 25% as long as it doesn't exceed 75% of that home's value, correct?
Exactly. See, there's two sort of goalposts. On one side, the maximum combined lien to value. So that's sort of how we refer to it. So that means if you take your existing lien, your existing mortgage, and you add our investment to it, because we protect our investment with a lien on the property. So we'll normally sit in second position. But if you add those two together, they must be less than 75% of the current value of your property. And the other goalpost is, as you said, how much do we invest? So we will invest up to 25% of the current value of your property. So if you've got $1 million property, then we'll invest up to $250,000 with you, as long as you've got no more than $500,000 mortgage.
Right. Now that reminds me too, is there a limit? Like, is there a home value say, okay, we won't go up to 75%. That's just too big.
Yeah. And again, so the wider environment is the maximum amount that we'll invest is $500,000. So you might have a very expensive home. Typically, we won't invest in homes that are worth at more than $5 million. And again, when you get closer to that limit, it tends to be much more specialized because those are the homes that are really difficult to value because you could have three appraisals. One could come in at $5 million, one could come in at $2 million, one could come in at $3 million. So perhaps not quite as wide as that, but you know, that it's nowhere near as defined in terms of what the value of those houses are. So typically, we really don't like going more than sort of $2-2.5 million.
Right. That makes sense. Yeah. Well, and I was going to say the same thing. Usually you get to the higher range. I mean, even with California, even if you get above $2-2.5 million, then things get to be a little bit harder to price and find those comparisons. And that makes it more difficult
You're right. But most of our business is around the sort of 600 to 1.1 million mark. Because that's where most of the activity is and most of the demand. So if you've got a home that's worth $600,000, I mean, we could go up to $150,000. Mm-hmm. And for many people, that is a really nice changing amount, particularly if they don't have any monthly payments associated with it. So it gives those people the ability to get their hands on their own equity, but without having to have that feeling of dread every month as they've got to find, you know, those extra payments, which, as we all know, after a while become a little bit disconcerting.
Yeah. And obviously, I was talking about the offense way.
Yes.
You know, of playing the game, which is try to beat the interest rate, make more with this money. But absolutely, you just mentioned this too, and we haven't seen this yet. We're in America right now, the reported unemployment rate's like 3.5%-ish, right? 3.5%.
Yes.
We're considered fully employed if it's under 5%. But if something does reverse in the marketplace and people then are laid off, or just like we saw in 2020, people were getting furloughed and they were wondering how to get what to do, especially if they're worried about losing their home, this could be the very thing that saves their home. Because like you said, if you get that $150,000, how many mortgage payments, months of mortgage payments can you make while you're trying to get reemployed again?
Absolutely. And again, you're free to buy these agreements back from us or refinance them at any time without penalty. So it's not a case at all of being locked into this agreement, which you can't get out of. So it's really flexible. In fact, it's designed to, we incentivize you to pay us off early. So we have a number of caps in place. So if you do pay us off early, then the amount that you pay us is actually lower than it would be if you kept it for a longer period. So there's a liquidity sort of premium that we pay as well. But I think really it does depend on what your personal circumstances are. So the great thing about this product is it appeals to people that have equity. In other words, they've got wealth, they've got real wealth, but it's tied up in their home. Here's a way of getting them access to that without debt. And those may be people that simply cannot borrow money. So apart from selling the home, they don't have any other options. You mentioned reverse mortgages earlier. Tends with reverse mortgages up there is that you can only have a reverse mortgage. You can't have this, a reverse mortgage. So for those people that locked in at 3%, if they want a reverse mortgage, you say goodbye to that and they bring you on these much higher rates. And there's an enormous number of restrictions associated with reverse mortgages. You've got to be over 62. You can't rent the property out. And if the last surviving qualifying person in the reverse mortgage dies, the reverse mortgage comes to an end and the house has to be sold. So there's lots of restrictions that simply don't apply to our product.
Even if it's sold back to the heirs, right?
Well, no. I mean, if you have a reverse mortgage, the person that qualifies for the reverse mortgage passes on, then the reverse mortgage comes to an end. The question then is, what do you do with the property? You know, you may not want to sell it. Yeah. And so with our agreements, they're much more flexible than that.
Right. Yeah, we actually just had a guy on for reverse mortgages and he said the same thing. He said, you can buy it as heirs, but of course they'll give you a little discount. So then bank won't have to sell it. So then you just save the job for them, but you still have to buy it back. They're essentially using up their equity on that situation. So a good point. And like you said, you don't have to be 62 in this situation. You could be 26. Reverse those numbers, right?
Absolutely right. Yes. A reverse mortgage. Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
And again, it can be used as a short-term way of accessing liquidity as well. So people that have fix and flip investments, for example, it enables you to get hands on some of the equity, and that doesn't impact your ratios in the sense that if you're wanting to, buy another property and you're using cash as a down payment that's not coming from debt, then that improves your personal debt to income ratio. So that makes it easier potentially for you to borrow money. And again, if you sell the home,
it's lower because you're not charging them anything on a payment.
And again, precisely. So it's a really good way of tapping into what is remarkably a $25 trillion asset class. So if you look at the latest Shred figures, there's over $25 trillion of equity in single family or in residential homes in the US, which is higher than it has ever been and since records began.
That's actually higher, just barely, than the current balances and people that have in the stock market right now, including multi-billionaires.
Yeah, and it's all locked up. I mean, and again, you know, the challenge is that home equity is not a liquid asset. You can't pay for your groceries with home equity. And I think really that challenge is something that we're addressing. But I think over time, there will be hopefully lots of other people like us opening up this marketplace, because ultimately the homeowner, the consumer benefits because they've got more choice. In the same way, when HELOCs really first hit the market, people didn't really understand what they were or how they worked, but now they've become very much as part of the stable of tools that homeowners use to get liquidity.
Yeah. Now, of course, nothing's for free. Make sure this doesn't sound too good to be true. There is a cost to this, even if it's down the road, right? Let's explain how that works.
It's a basic exchange. And yes, you're absolutely right. There is a cost, and because the investor needs to make a return. So the exchange is, in exchange for liquidity, which the investor provides you, the homeowner, you will provide the investor with the right to a percentage of the value of your property at a discount to what it's worth today. So to give you a precise example, with that sort of $1 million property, for example, if we invested $100,000, that's 10% of the current value, you as a homeowner would normally agree with us that when you sell the property, or if you decide to refinance, you'll pay us 17% of the future value of the property. So in other words, if in a 3 or 4 years you sell the property, at that time, whatever the property is worth, you'll pay us 17% of that value. Now, the property could be worth 1.2 million or it could be worth 700,000. No one knows, but as long as it's an arm's length sale, or if you decide to refinance that, you would pay 17% of the value of the property at that time. The only caveat is, if the value of the property has gone down, we can't make a loss if you are refinancing. And so there's a little bit of language in there, because I think previous iterations have been caught out where people have refinanced at a much lower figure. So you can sell at any time, and if the property has gone down, that's our risk.
Yeah. And they have up to 10 years to do that, right? Whether it's refinance, sell, or...
And during that 10-year period, there's no prepayment or early payment penalty, and you've got full use of that capital, your $150,000 or your $250,000, whatever it is, with no monthly payments for the entire duration of the agreement. So they don't sort of stack up. And if the, unlike a reverse mortgage, if the value of the property goes down, we get less. So... You know, it is entirely a partnership approach. So our interest, our asset is very, very much aligned with you as the homeowner.
Yeah. Well, I mean, using that $1 million example where you get $100,000 in cash from the investor, but I know from our clients, our one-on-one clients that we have, typically it's not too uncommon for us to have investments that look to double the money in about every 5 to 6 years, right? So if you double it in 5 years, double it then 5 years later, that's quadrupling that 100 to be 400,000. So if someone's saying, oh, yeah, but then even if the value doesn't go up in my property, I got to pay you back, Matthew, I got to pay you back $170,000, right? That extra 17% of the value. And if, of course, the value goes up, which it usually does over a 10-year period, even worse, right? So say somebody that has $1 million, they're like, it's now worth $1.5 million, 17%. I'm trying to do the math on top of my head. That's roughly about almost $300,000, right? No, a little less.
It's less.
About 260, 270, something like that. So someone might hate it. They're like, oh, because my property appreciated, I got to pay over $250,000 to you. Yeah, but you just made $400,000. Congratulations. Yes. You just made a huge win-win.
You're absolutely right. But another scenario is, which I think is closer to many people, is if you've got $50,000 worth of credit card bills, you're paying $15,000 a year. Yeah. Just to keep your head above water. It's $1,200 a month in interest payments. You're not making any dent in that balance. So to make 30% a year, year on year, for 5 years, I mean, that's something that is actually predictable. Because you can say, well, okay, if I've got $50,000, I know that if I keep this for 5 years, it's going to cost me $75,000 in interest. So there's another way. And there's always a combination of the two. You can pay off some high interest debt, and you can have some liquidity that you can put into interest-bearing investments that maybe don't get that sort of stratospheric return.
Yeah.
Or it, but still make enough where you could pay your mortgage payments off the interest. And, you know, so this, and the beauty of these investments or these structures is because there are no monthly payments, you've got to free use of the capital. So, and things can extend. Things don't always go according to plan. So if that investment that you put your money in doesn't give you the returns in the time frame that you're expecting, you've got the wiggle room to go on for a little bit longer because you haven't got to find those monthly payments to support it.
That's right. Yeah. And that's one thing I'd even mention him on that example, right? I mean, the truth is your appreciation more than paid for anything you paid the investor. You don't do anything for appreciation. As a Matt Foley motivational speaker for Saturday Night Live would say, you did jack squat, right? You just did nothing. Yes. So congratulations. You just rode a market wave. And that's why I was kind of making that point is that regardless of how you look at it, someone's like, oh, it's going to cost me money. Well, of course it is. But the truth is, what can you do with that money right now? Whether it's paying off that debt, whether it's allowing you to invest and be able to at least double, triple, quadruple your money over that period of time or however long that period might be. I mean, there's so many different ways that you can really leverage this in a better way than worrying about skyrocketing interest rates, which we know the feds are just going to keep doing for a little while until they feel they've got, you know, inflation under control or somebody gets fired and the politicians put enough pressure on them. And even then, like there's so many variables, but here you at least know, hey, I've got this cash. Now I have the control.
Exactly. And that is the critical component, really, that many people are still psychologically attached to the concept of equity in their homes. And I think that's a historical overhang where we were taught, don't sell the equity because everything that you do with equity has traditionally been attached to a loan. In other words, don't get yourself deeper into debt because debt has always been a function of home equity. But if you can separate those two, then it really is not a wise financial decision to have all of your wealth concentrated in one asset that you can't get your hands on, which is essentially what home equity is. So I think there's a lot of sort of unlearning that needs to happen. And again, you're absolutely right when you say that people have made an enormous amount of equity gain over the last couple of years by doing nothing really, just by sitting there and paying their mortgage and keeping their home. So the market has increased the value. So to say that you don't want to benefit from that, or you really need further examination, why would somebody say that? So I think a lot of it is, and we come across this all the time, where we're saying to people, look, this is an opportunity for you to get liquidity. The price for liquidity, it always has been. But the benefit to you is to have cash that is yours, that doesn't have that monthly payment, that you can then work with. And then you can start making money with that money.
Right. Exactly. Love it. Now, I know we just have a few minutes here, so we don't have a whole lot of time to turn the tables the other direction, right? To talk about, like we've talked about getting access to your home equity, but you've mentioned investors. Obviously, there's investors' money going in that are now being used to essentially invest and get a return, even if it's a longer-term return. So just a few questions on that, because obviously people could go and invest with this to go into whether it be single property or multiple properties, if they want to spread the love, so to speak. Tell us a little bit about that. I know it's for accredited investors only.
And again, what we've created is a platform that enables investors to buy fractions or full home equity agreements or portfolios of these home equity investments. Mm-hmm. And the platform is, as you say, is currently open to accredited investors, but that will be opened up to non-accredited investors later next year. But what we are enabling you to do is to take one of these home equity investments that has been pre-funded by another investor, and you can buy shares of that or fractions of that using our platform. And we leverage blockchain technology to make that very cost effective in the way that we do it. So what we're doing is we're opening up this asset class, this ability to invest in the equity in owner-occupied homes. So theoretically, you could buy into some of the equity of your neighbor's house. Mm-hmm. You don't have any of the issues, costs, and maintenance problems associated with home ownership. So you haven't got to worry about renters. You haven't got to worry about maintaining the property because it's not your property. But you still get the benefit of the equity appreciation.
And you're being an equity partner.
Exactly. But one of the great things about this asset class is because of that discount In other words, I'm buying 17% of the value of your home for 10%. If your property goes down in value, in many cases, I'm still going to make a positive return. Because if your property goes down from $1 million to $700,000, 17% of $700,000 is about $120,000, which is still more than $100,000. So even if property prices collapse more than they did in the 08 crisis, these instruments, home equity investments, still have the ability to deliver positive returns in markets that are flat or declining. And I can't think of any other real estate investment that gives you exposure to owner-occupied residential homes and still has that downside protection. So it's one of the great things about this asset class. So it provides liquidity to homeowners, solves a real problem for them, but also gives investors a way to get access to a previously untapped asset class, which is worth $25 trillion with all of these inbuilt protections so that they don't have to worry about their investments if the market begins to soften.
Mm-hmm. Right. Interesting. Yeah. Well, obviously, if people want to get information on either of these aspects, what's the best place they can go?
Everything's available on our website. So the website is quantumre.com. That's quantumre.com. And if you're a homeowner, there's a calculator there so you can find out how much home equity you can access. If you're an investor, you can create an account and then you can see the properties that we have. We'll be bringing on more properties in the next few weeks and months. So the platform and the availability will grow significantly, we hope, in the very near term. And lots of other information there that you can read, download. There are videos, podcasts, and there's a free guide to what home equity investments are, how they can work for you.
Love it. Well, great. Well, like I said, we'll put that in the show notes there for the blog on moneyripples.com, because I know everybody gets confused on the spelling of QuantumRE, but guess what? We got you. It's right there. You just click on it and go check it out. But guys, I mean, how cool is this? You can get access to your equity with no monthly payment. I mean, that's pretty amazing. So again, reach out to Matthew if you have any questions, or if you're wanting to see if this is an option for you, definitely reach out to him and his company out there. Matthew, again, thank you for your generosity and teach us something that's really intriguing.
That's wonderful, Chris. And again, thank you so much for having me back on, and really love to stay in touch and see how this thing plays out.
I agree. Well, thank you so much. And everybody else, go and make a wonderful and prosperous week, and we'll talk to you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.